Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the question was, which we posted before the break, was what happens if a woman was divorced and she does not have monthly cycle? Is this possible? If she is old, meaning, what do you mean by old? She's like 60s or 70s, her menopause, I think they call it. She doesn't have her monthly period. So what is her iddah? The answer is 3 months. Okay. Then we go to something that is less, and that is the iddah, which is counted by 1 monthly cycle. And this is applicable to a woman who is divorced irrevocably. If someone was divorced for the third time, we don't tell the woman, wait until you get 3 menses. No. We tell her, once you get 1 monthly cycle, this is an indication that you're not pregnant, go ahead. Also, if someone seeks khul', what is the meaning of khul'? When she pays compensation to her husband to set her free. So she bargains and they agree on amount, she gives it to him. This is khul' called. So in this case, we don't tell her to wait 3 months or 3 monthly cycles on the hope that they will reconcile. She doesn't want to reconcile and there is no reconciliation. She just grieves and go ahead for 1 monthly cycle. And the least of all iddah is when a woman is pregnant and she delivers in less than that. So if she delivers when he dies, then her iddah is over. If she delivers when he divorces her without any reconciliation, her iddah is over, even if it is 2 minutes or 1 minute or half a minute after the divorce or the death took place. Almost this is all what I can think of. So if you have any questions?
Sheikh, in Jannah, who will be the husband of a wife if she has multiple husbands, like one died, she married another?
Okay, some brothers usually joke about this and they say, in Jannah, you will be my wife? I don't want you in Jannah. In the dunya, you're with me, and also in Jannah, you should not joke about this. Because in Jannah, things will be different. All the hatred, the grudges, the enmity would be gone. All shortcomings are gone. So you will only see a perfect woman and she will see only a perfect man with nothing that you can look down at or discredit. The question is, if a woman marries a number of husbands, is this applicable? This is. She marries them not at the same time, but this happens because either she is divorced or, for example, widowed. And this happened to this great companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Asma bint Umays. Her first husband was the great Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, known as the man with the two wings. And she had 3 boys of him. And he was martyred in Mu'tah, as you all know. Then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq married her because she was a woman of great value. She was a great companion. And she stayed with him until Abu Bakr died and she became a widow for the second time. And then she married Ali ibn Abi Talib, the brother of Ja'far, her first husband. And she had a child of him as well. So to whom would she be in the Jannah? Scholars differed. Some say to the best of them. And the best one is Abu Bakr, without any doubt. Others say, and this is the most authentic opinion, that she is for the last one of them. So if a woman marries 5 or 6 people and they die or divorce, she would be with the last one of them, and Allah knows best.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salaam.
Can a man marry a 4th woman when one of his wife is in iddah?
In iddah. Can a man marry a woman when his wife is in iddah? Yes, unless he has 4 wives and he divorced one of them. If a man is married to one and he divorces his wife, he can marry a 2nd and a 3rd and a 4th while still she's in her iddah. But if he's married to 4, he cannot marry a 5th. And therefore, if he divorces one of his wives, and this divorce is revocable, the 1st or 2nd, This means that during the iddah, he's still married to how many? He's still married to four. She's still in the iddah. We have to wait. And when we say that she's still in the iddah, revocable divorce first or second. While the woman is in the iddah, they're still married. Meaning, if the husband dies, a man divorces his wife, and after a month, after she finished one monthly cycle or two monthly cycles, he dies. What's the ruling? She inherits him because the divorce is revocable. She inherits him. She is forced to stay the iddah for 4 months. Okay, what about the month that has gone? This is not counted. The minute he dies, she begins a new iddah, 4 months and 10 days. But she inherits him. If he divorces her and she's in the iddah and she dies, he inherits her. This is only in the revocable divorce, first or second. If he divorces her for the third time, which is irrevocable, and he dies after 10 minutes, she has no iddah of death, and she does not inherit any single penny of him, unless we are sure or certain that he divorced her so that he would harm her. A man with cancer on his dying bed, doctors say he has few hours left. And the man thinks and says, if I die, she will inherit 1/8 of my property. Wallah, I don't want her to inherit not a single penny. My son, call your stepmother. Listen, you're divorced. And he dies. The divorce does not take place because the intention was to harm, not to separate. And the scholars say that this is invalid. Any more questions?
Is it compulsory in khulat that the wife should give the mehr back to the husband?
Okay, this is dealing with khul', and it is not compulsory to return something unless what they agree upon. So if the mahar was much or this less, and they agree on something that is lesser, if he gives mahar of 30,000, and when she is requesting khul', he says, I only want 5,000. 10,000. This is sufficient. But if he requires the whole thing, as in the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ told the woman to give him back his garden. He gave her mahar as a farm or a small garden. So when she sought khul' from him, he told him to accept if she gives him his garden, and she returned it and the khul' took place. Any more questions? Yes.
What is to be done if the husband dies without giving the mehr to his wife?
That's a good question. What do you think the answer is? Any mufti? Yes, Ashi.
He owes her, so somebody has to give it for him, whether it be his children or somebody has to give it as a debt.
Okay.
Return.
This is half or partially correct. The dowry, the mahar, is a debt in the husband's wealth, which means that if he dies, nothing is to be given away from his wealth before distributing the debts. And this is known in Arabic, it's combined in four letters, tadum, T, D, Waw, M. This is in Arabic, so I'm going to give it to you in Arabic. These are the four rights that have to be in order when a person dies. T, for tajheez, which stands for preparation of the corpse, burial, transportation. So the first thing that happens when a man dies is not we invite guests to eat from his wealth, no. The first thing is we take the money from his wealth, from his property, to prepare his funeral. Second thing is dal, which is Dain, his debts. So the sons and the daughters want to give us our father's money. Said, wait, we have to pay all of his debts. Who wants money from this man? I need 100,000. This is the paper. I need this. So we give the debts, and among them is the debt for his wife, the mahar. After that, we have waw, which is wasiyah, the will. The children are saying, give us our money. He said, wait, there is a will. Open the will. He says, 1/3 of it, give it to building a masjid. So we take one third of it and give it to the masjid. Then the meem, the M, which stands for mirath. Now we can give the inheritance. Mirath means inheritance. Now come, the wife gets 1/8, the mother gets 1/6, the children share the rest, the boys get twice as much for the girls. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.